Changing channels. If you have friends and family like mine, inevitably the question of what are you watching enters the conversation about halfway through a party or dinner. As we go around the table in a sharing session of everyone's favorite streaming programs, the options may seem endless, but I always come away with a list ranging from big hits like Yellowstone or Ted Lasso to niche offerings such as a Danish murder mystery. Our modern lives are blessed with an embarrassment of media options on every platform imaginable, though keeping track of those passwords is a pesky challenge. Some of you might remember back in the day when we had only three channels to choose from: CBS, NBC, and ABC. Those networks, plus newspapers, were where we got our news. Then along came cable news. Then the internet. Then social media. Where we used to have one national conversation, now we have many. Everyone is algorithmically subdividing into tighter and tighter slivers of the media spectrum. What you read and watch is not what everyone else is experiencing. The ideas and concepts you're absorbing daily may not exist outside your proverbial bubble. But still, at the holidays, we sit down at a Thanksgiving table with family and friends we may see only once a year, and we're expected to talk about nothing but easy, breezy topics that won't provoke conflict. At least that's the goal. How is this even possible? How are we supposed to avoid talking about the important topics of the day without triggering the elephant in the room into full stampede mode? Traditionally, etiquette advises us against discussing politics or religion in mixed company. And yes, that's a safe route. But for me, the answer is approaching any edgy topics that arise with grace, as in the dictionary definition of courteous goodwill. It's not always easy to pull off, but the key is to be able to listen and try to understand where the other person is coming from. It's hard not to come on too strong sometimes, especially when you're passionate about a topic, something I've been guilty of. And if you do get a little worked up, then maybe an apology is in order. What matters most is not necessarily winning the argument or changing a person's mind, but realizing that the person you're talking to is someone you love, or someone who is loved by someone you love. When we come together at the table this holiday season, the things that matter most won't have changed, despite the state of the world. Being a good human is mostly about being good to others and thinking beyond ourselves. As social media herds us more and more into tight demographic pens, realize this is your chance to break out, to hear other views, to compare notes with someone on the other side of the aisle in real time, in real space. Human to human, with no algorithms guiding the conversations. It's an analog opportunity for everyone to realize that we have a lot to be grateful for, even in challenging times. Okay, now it's time for some turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Stephen Orr, Editor-in-Chief. Instagram at StepOrr. Twitter at OrrStepper. Letters plus comments. Bjeditor at dot-dashm.com. Subscription help. bhg.com/myaccount, or email us at becustserve@cdsfulfillment.com, or call 800-374-4244.